Your sister has an attitude. I'm sick of her shit.
I don't give a fuck. Now you got my fucking attitude, you fucking piece of shit. Pass your fucking call through. Do your fucking job.
You're just a whole family of dickheads. I hate you all.
Well, you're a little fucking piece of shit motherfucker. You want to talk shit? Keep on talking your shit. You're just going to get me fucking rowdy, and I don't even give a fuck about you. You're a little pussy motherfucker.
Well, she shouldn't have had such an attitude when she asked for the collect call to you.
Shut your fucking mouth. Patch the fucking call.
And she's trying to say shit to me because I have to work on Valentine's Day.
I don't give a fuck, dude. I told you, patch the fucking call. I don't give a fuck about you. And I don't give a fuck about your little fucking service, too. And now, oh, my God, I make $8 an hour. Oh, my God. Maybe that's too much for you. Maybe I should say minimum wage, motherfucker. $5.75 an hour, you piece of shit. Keep on working this fucking late. Do your fucking job.
I don't have to if I don't want to.
Well, then hang up the fucking phone, you piece of shit.
Why don't you hang up first?
Hang up the fucking piece of phone, you piece of shit.
You hang up your piece of phone first.
Then what the fuck are we even having a conversation for?
I was just trying to put the call through and he started yelling at me. I don't know why.
Oh, because you want to talk. Because you want to talk shit on my fucking sister.
I never said anything about your sister.
Maybe I'll just sit there and say you're a little fucking faggot. If you have a wife, she's sucking somebody else's cock right now. If you have a daughter, she's getting fucked right fucking now. Now, let's talk about your grandparents, let's talk about your mama, let's talk about whoever the fuck you want to.
No, I didn't say she was a bitch. You're mistaken, sir.
My fucking call through now, I'm gonna fucking hurt you, dude. I can say whatever the fuck I want to you, whenever the fuck I want to you. Oh my God, oh, he's gonna turn it off tonight. Guess what, he can't turn it off shit when I pay my fucking bill, you fucking cock. You are so fucking stupid.
Shut the fuck up, please. Because somebody's trying to call collect, all you have to do is pass through.
I was trying to, and he started yelling at me for no reason.
No, I just want the call to go through. I don't understand why we're having a conversation.
Well, if he hadn't started being like that, your wife's a bitch, God.
It gets a little fucking rowdy because she's dealing with some little fucking piece of shit on the fucking phone.
You win.
This has got to be a prank.
Hello, everybody. This is Hobosode number 285. Today is April 25th, 2021, and this show is brought to you by Jamie F. Thank you, Jamie F., for supporting the show, and thanks everybody else, too, who supports the show and gets to hear this. I didn't do a snowplow show this week. I'm sorry. I won't bore you with the reasons, but I'm going to do my best to make up for it this week. I know I say that a lot, but for realsies this time, I'm going to be gone again next weekend. That's what happened this weekend. I was just gone for the whole weekend. So I'm going to try really hard to focus on shows this week and get a bunch of shows done and make up for my horrible month of shows. Horrible is in quantity, not quality, of course. My shows are always awesome. But I'll do my best. I'm hoping for a snowplow show tomorrow. And I know there's a bunch of emails to me. I'm behind on emails, too. I see quite a few in there from Patreon people. I'm going to try and get to those maybe tonight after I finish recording all of this. I'm behind on everything. Shit's crazy. Let's do some calls. Hello, Sheldon. Are you there? It's Steve. Hello. I'm in the neighborhood. It's Steve. Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Oh, God.
Who is this?
It's Sheldon there. It's Steve.
Yeah, but Steve, what is this about?
Well, I work with Comcast, and I'm up on a pole right now, just down the street a little bit.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me see if I could find him.
Okay. How hard would it be?
Okay, I don't think that we have an issue right now.
Oh,
but
well, no, your box has been reporting back errors. I was up here trying to fix it, and my ladder fell.
Oh, okay. Let me find him. And Hold on, I know where he is. So.
Okay.
Your ladder fell, so okay, but, and so you need to talk to him about the issue, or?
No, I want him to come over and pick up my ladder.
Where are you?
I'm just like, so you're on Lane West?
Yeah.
Do you know where 6th Avenue West is?
Yeah, well, I'm the driver, so I have to be the one to do it.
I only know service order numbers. I don't know addresses. I'm right on the corner, though. And there's a
So you mean you're up in the... You need a ladder to get down.
Yeah, I'm not even using my own phone to call you. I just plugged into someone else's phone line.
Okay,
I didn't even get their permission.
This is Steve from Comcast, and his ladder fell, and he's on 96th, and he needs someone to get the ladder, and he's checking something out, and something came up with an error from our house. Do you know anything about this?
Well, he wouldn't know that my ladder fell.
Okay. No, I understand, but he... Okay, so, six, is that where the pool is?
Yeah, that's the one. And there's this dog barking at me. That's how this all started. He was monkeying around with my ladder down there, and it made me kick it over.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to get in the car right now, because I'm the driver, so...
Okay. But what? Listen...
Okay, my husband's going with me, so we'll be over shortly. Yeah, we just have to get in the car. And your name is Steve, but it came up as Adam.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I plugged into somebody else's phone line.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I didn't even get their permission to do this.
Having to just give you the ladder back.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to chase this dog off, too. Do you have any...
Oh, I don't do... I'm afraid of dogs. Well, I don't do well with dogs.
Listen, no, I have a plan. Just bring a pot of boiling water and throw it at the dog.
No, I'm not going to do anything like that. I just don't feel...
I want you to hurt this dog.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So.
Okay, well, can you just honk your horn at it and make it go away?
Okay. I'll try to do what I can.
Maybe hit it.
No, I'm not going to hit it. We'll be over soon. Bye.
I won't tell anyone. I'll say it's an accident. Well, damn it. I didn't actually mean to make people go look for me. I just wanted to make them argue with me. Like, why would I come and help you? You're just a lowly serviceman fixing our cable. So I'm using an old list here from Crimson, which was sent to me in 2018. And it's a homeowners association list. So hopefully I get some answers, even though it's from 2018. And the list has email addresses next to the phone numbers, so that's how I knew that they were with Comcast. I wanted them to argue with me so I could say, hey, if you don't come and help me, I'm going to take away all your pay channels right now with the push of a button. I can do it. I'm like God up here. So let's try that again with another Comcast customer.
Hello.
Oh, Lynn. Lynn.
Uh-huh.
It's Steve, Dave. I'm a Comcast technician. I'm up here on a pole in your neighborhood.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, my ladder fell over, and there's a dog down there. There's a mean dog, and he's barking at me.
Who are you?
This is Steve Dave. I work for Comcast.
Why are you calling me?
Because I want you to come over. Like, can you get a broom or something and, like, come and scare this dog away?
Well, I don't know where you are at.
Oh, no, I'm just down the street a little bit. I'm on your street, but I'm just a couple blocks away. I'm on the pole. I was working on your cable because your cable box is getting errors.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
but then my ladder fell over because this dog was barking at me and he made me knock it over.
Was the dog in a backyard?
Yeah, it's in a fenced-in backyard. He can't touch me, but it scared me.
Well... But he's not going to bite you, I'll tell you that.
How do you
know? I know the dog.
Are you sure you know him?
I know the dog.
Like, personally?
He's a beagle. He will not bite anybody.
Yeah, but from up here, he looks really big. It's scary. Just, can you come over with a broom?
Okay, but come over where?
You know where it is. He's in the fenced-in backyard. I want you to, like, knock on the fence with the broom and scare him away. Make him go to the other side of the yard and just be like, get.
Well, I wish I could see you out the window, but I...
Lynn, we don't have any utility.
Hey, you tell Tom to shut up. Because I just need some help with this dog, okay, please?
Now, wait a minute. You knew my husband's name. How do you know his name?
It's on the service order here. Your cable box was generating errors, so I was trying to tighten up your cable connections. Probably Tom was back there monkeying with the wires behind the TV again.
I think there's something wrong with you.
What are you talking about? I'm. Why would you say that? I'm trying to fix your cable.
Well, we didn't know we were having problems.
Yeah, we fix it all the time, so you don't have to bother with it. It was just getting errors. Okay.
Okay.
Did you put a splitter on your line recently? You got to use those high-frequency splitters.
No, we haven't done anything.
Okay, well, I was trying to fix it, but now there's this dog down here, and you won't even help me.
Okay, thank you.
Why won't you help me? I'm going to turn off your cable. Don't make...
You hadn't better do that.
Oh, don't make me take away your pay channels.
Look it.
You look it.
This guy, you talk to him. He wants me help because of Adam's dog. It was Adam's number that came across.
Hello.
Hey, Tom, I'm right in front of Adam's house. Just come over here and scare the dog to the other side of the yard.
I can see Adam's house from my front yard.
No, I think probably you're just and he doesn't have, and you don't,
and we don't have any utility poles.
Maybe you need
in
glasses.
Our neighborhood.
Maybe you need glasses, Tom.
I have glasses.
Well, put them on so you can see me over here. Don't tell me I'm not here when I'm here.
Well, I think you're at the wrong house.
Well, look, she told me it was Adam's dog. Maybe it's not Adam's dog. I'm down. I'm a few blocks away.
Well, Adam's dog is
scary.
Confined.
It's scary.
Oh, he's not. He's never
too.
Bit anybody.
Have you ever been barked at by him?
Constantly.
So you've dealt with it before. Why don't you come down here and scare him away, please? Bring a broom.
It was Adam.
Hey, you tell Lynn to shut up. You're on the phone.
Nobody.
Nobody? Is that what he said? I feel like that was a Back to the Future 2 thing. He's like, nobody calls me chicken. He was about to do that. But then he didn't have the guts to finish his insult at me, or whatever that was. Hey, Connie?
Yes.
It's Steve Dave. I'm with Comcast. I'm working on your cable right now. I'm on the pole down the street.
Hello? You're coming. I have an appointment. I'm in Palm Springs right now.
I'm sorry. What? You're cutting out, lady. You're cutting out. Speak up. Oh, what? Come on. I just wanted to be able to hear her.
Hello. I am in Palm Springs right now. I can't talk to you, but I have an appointment with you on Tuesday.
Well, don't make me cancel the appointment because you're being so rude.
No, I'm in Palm Springs. I can't talk to you. I'm in the desert.
Okay, well, I can still hear you. Just settle down. I'm on a pole by your house right now. I was trying to fix the box.
Calm?
What?
Are you calm?
Am I calm?
Yeah, you said settle down, so I thought maybe you were uptight.
Oh, no, I was talking to you. That means you're the one that's uptight.
Oh, no, I'm chilled out as you please.
Oh,
but
well,
it's not a good time to chat right now, so perhaps you could just go ahead and do what you do, and I'll catch up with you when
I get back. Yeah, but listen, there's a dog down there at the bottom of my ladder. I can't cut down. Can you call a neighbor and tell them to come and help me?
What kind of... Where are you located?
It's a big dog. I'm on the pole. I'm like... There's your house. I'm about 3 blocks from your house. I'm up on the pole right now. I'm working on all the wires. I was trying to fix
What kind of dog is it?
It's a big dog. It's like got brown fur, I think. It's hard to see from up here.
A brown dog with big fur is at the bottom of the pole.
Can you send someone over with a broom to shoo it away? Because I'm probably allergic to it.
Yeah, I'll try.
What do you mean you'll try? Someone in the background just called me stupid. I'm not stupid. She's the stupid one. Doesn't even understand a simple calm down request.
Hello?
Hi. Judy.
Yes?
It's Steve Dave. I'm the Comcast technician. I'm on a pole I'm on a pole by your house. I'm up on the pole.
Well, what in the hell are you doing up on a pole?
I was up there monkeying around with your wires.
Uh-huh.
And I accidentally gave you all the porn channels for free.
I'm not quite believing that.
Oh, no, I'm serious. Just don't go up that high on the remote control. I think the porn channels are in the 9,000s, I think.
Okay, I'll tell my husband.
Well, no, don't tell him, because he'll probably watch it all the time, and I don't want to get in trouble. I gave it to you for free. It was an accident.
Okay.
And I don't know how to reverse it.
I was going to say, can you get rid of it for free?
No, and don't call and tell them about it if you see the porn channels.
Okay.
Because I'll get in trouble because I wasn't supposed to do that.
Okay.
I messed up because I was monkeying around.
Okay, well, don't be monkeying around anymore.
I'm going to monkey around too.
Hey, why don't you tell Glenn just to shut the fuck up?
Okay. I don't think this is him.
You don't think I'm me? What?
Are you sure you're you?
Of course I'm sure. I'm Steve Dave. Do you think you
can... Okay, I'll tell him not to do it then, okay?
Can you walk down the street real quick and get this dog to leave me alone? There's a dog at the bottom of my ladder.
Okay, hold on.
Please?
Please?
Bring a broom. I want you to hit... What?
Which way down the street?
It'd be to your right as you're walking out of your house. It's just a couple blocks. But if you bring... You'll see the Comcast truck. But bring a broom, because he's a big dog. You have to shoo him away.
Okay.
Do you have a broom?
Yeah, we got a broom.
Is it wicker, or is it like one of those cheap plastic weird things from Walmart?
It's a wicker broom.
Okay, good. Hurry up.
Okay,
I have other people's houses to fix.
Okay, I'll tell them.
Thank you. What? Uh-huh. You'll tell who? I thought you were coming. You just said I'm on my way.
No, Glenn will come.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Glenn. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Judy.
You're welcome.
All right, I love you. You know Judy's going to flip through the porn channels now just to see if they really have porn. That's my guess. I think that's what's going to happen.
Hello?
Frank.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, thank God you answered. It's Steve Dave. I'm with Comcast. I'm up on the pole, like two blocks from you. I'm working on your cable line.
Yeah.
We've got a problem.
What's the matter?
I spilt hot sauce all over your wires.
Okay.
And as you know, that's highly conductive. You're basically providing free service to about a half a block of customers. They're not supposed to be getting it. And also you have some pay channels that you shouldn't have.
Oh, okay.
So you're not supposed to be doing that.
Doing what?
Well, you're providing free cable service to a lot of people now.
Okay, I didn't do anything.
But it's only supposed to be for you. And here you are hooking up the rest of the neighborhood.
You said you did something.
Well, I spilled hot sauce. It's just, it's highly conductive. It's like touching all the wires. Did your signal go out momentarily, like about 10 minutes ago?
I don't know.
I've just been up here on the pole screaming fuck ever since.
Okay.
I'm sorry for the language.
No problem.
Okay, but what's your cat's name?
Oh, that's Amber.
Oh, I can hear her.
Anyway.
Hi, Amber.
So what do we do from here? Should I call Comcast?
No, don't do it, because I'll probably get in trouble for the hot sauce thing. We're not supposed to eat up here.
Well, okay.
Don't do that.
So what's the story then?
Well, so your TV hasn't gone out that you've noticed? Has your internet gone out?
Not that I've noticed, no.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good thing. That means you're definitely providing cable TV service to half of your neighborhood for free.
Well, I don't mean to do that. Maybe we should call Comcast just to make sure it's squared away.
Well, are you getting all the pay channels? Do you know which channel range the porn channels are in?
No.
I think they're in the 700s.
Okay, fine.
Can you see how many of those are...
What is it that we need to do?
Can you see how many of those porn channels are coming up for you? Because you shouldn't have access to any of them, but I think you're going to have access to all of them for free.
Well, that's not something I really... Oh, okay.
Oh, no, you don't have to pretend you don't like porn with me. We're both men. It's cool.
Well, anyway. So, what is to be done here?
Can you come over here to where the pole is? I'm about 2.5 blocks away, and put my ladder back up. I'm stuck on the pole.
Okay, where are you?
About 2.5
what
blocks.
What street are you on?
I'm on 47th Street. Like you'd go out of your house and you turn right, and I'm up there on the pole. You'll see the Comcast truck.
Okay.
Do you have any 409 cleaner? And some paper towels?
No.
How do you clean stuff then?
Well, I don't have 409.
Well, what do you have? I need something that's takes away grease and...
I'll see what I can't find.
Because we can't just throw water on it. That'll take out the whole neighborhood.
No, understood. You need something non-conductive, and 409 is conductive. So
yeah, it sure is. Oh, boy. I had an experience with that a couple of years ago.
What I do is just something dry.
I don't know how much that's dry up here.
So, all right, so you're around the corner on the right-hand side?
Yeah, there's a dog, too. There's a dog at the bottom of the... That's what started this whole fiasco.
So, all right, I'll see what I can do.
There's an angry barking dog.
Okay.
Can you have Lisa? Can you have Lisa check for the porn channels?
No, I don't want to. I don't even want to go down that road.
Well, I think they're in the 700s. Can you just start at 701 and see what comes up? See if there's any porn on the screen.
Hey, let me help you fix the problem. I don't even want to go down that road.
I'm not sharing my tacos with you.
No, I don't want it.
Okay. So, well, like I don't have COVID. Right, so, I don't have COVID or anything. I don't see why you want to eat some of my taco.
That's not an issue. I'm vaccinated anyway. So, well,
so am I.
Like, all right.
So what's the problem then? Why won't you eat my taco?
Anyway. All right. So you're on 47th Street?
Yeah, but just like 2.5 blocks down. Hey, can you tell Lisa to hush up? You're on the phone.
Anyway. All right. I'll come over and have a look.
Oh, thank you so much.
And see what we can't figure out.
Thank you so much. Hey, if I lower down like a string, can you hook up the rest of my Taco Bell bag to it so I can pull it up?
We'll figure something out.
Okay.
All right. See you in a minute.
All right. I love you.
All right. Bye.
I'm kind of having fun with this idea. Even though nobody's really arguing with me about the whole thing. They're just like, sure, I'll come over and pick up your ladder and shoo away the dog. Why wouldn't I help you out?
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes.
It's Steve Dave. I'm with Comcast. I'm up on the pole about 2.5 blocks down here in 95th.
Yes. Yes.
I'm calling to let you know that there's currently no problems. Everything looks pretty good up here.
I didn't know I had a problem.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't have a problem. There's no problems at all.
Okay.
Like your cable signal, it's coming in at about 97%, which is way above the threshold.
All right. And well, sounds good. I appreciate you calling and letting me know that.
Hey! Also, there's no outages. There's no outages in your neighborhood.
Okay.
So if you turn on your TV, it should work just fine.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Well, why are you being like that about it?
I don't even know who you are or why you're really even calling me.
It's Steve Dave. I'm calling to let you know that your cable's working just fine.
Great, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, well, you don't sound very appreciative. I don't know where that was supposed to go, but, you know, that's the thing we do here on the Hobosodes, and I guess on that snowplow show thing that I used to do. Remember when I canceled that and you never saw another one again? No, I'm kidding. It's not canceled. Settle down. I don't need to cause even more emails to come to me.
Hello?
Hello, Harriet.
Yes.
It's Steve Dave from Comcast. I'm on the telephone pole down the street from your house.
Yes.
I'm working on the wires.
Yes.
Are you watching TV?
Yep.
What channel is it on?
9, I think.
Okay. I've got the meter all hooked up to it, and I'm holding the wires in my hands. Can you go to channel 72 and see what the number says?
On
the screen. I'm holding the wires in my hands, and I've got an eye on the meter.
72, well, no.
What's it say?
I can't hand it.
Oh,
it's 118.
Oh, no, it's 72. You have to go to 72.
I did. I pushed 72.
Wait, try it one more time. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it back.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. It shocked me when you did that. I got an electrical shock.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm used. It happens all the time.
Oh
man, my fingernails are black now.
Well, why are you on the pole and why are you calling me?
I can feel, I can, my fillings and my teeth, they're all smoking weird. That really,
I'm sorry.
You got me good. Okay, so that didn't work. Okay, I'm holding the wires of my hands again. Can you try channel 87?
Why are you having me do this? Why'd you call me?
Oh, just to make sure that your TV's going to work.
Well, it's been working.
I know, but we're getting errors from your box, from your cable box.
Okay, well, I didn't know there. Okay, now I'm going to turn it back on.
Okay.
Want what?
Do not go to 72.
Well, hold on. It might be on 72.
Oh, my gosh. Hurry up and get it off. Hurry up and get it off. Get it off 72.
Well, I've got to put the power on first.
Okay, I'm not touching the wires this time.
Okay. And now you want 87?
Yeah, 87. Okay, I'm holding the wires again. Oh, my God! Ah! Oh, turn it off! Turn it off! Harriet! Harriet, turn it off!
Oh, cut it out. It's off.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God. My shirt's on fire. Hold on. Let me put this out.
Well, good for you. Goodbye.
Oh, man, Harriet's great. I thought I was going to give her a heart attack, but instead she just laughed at me and then got angry with me. And that was taken from an old prank I used to do as a kid where I'd call up people and tell them, don't pick up your phone because I'm up on the pole. And if you pick up your phone, I'm going to get a huge electrical shock here. So don't pick up your phone no matter what. And the goal was to make them not pick up the phone because it was funny to think that somebody's phone is ringing in their house and driving them crazy. You know, this is back in the day when everyone has super loud ringers on their home phones and they don't pick up. And eventually they would finally pick up their phone and I could scream at them, oh my God, I'm dying, I'm dying. You picked up your phone. I'm getting the huge electrical shock. This is awful. So thank you, Harriet, for not making that too awkward by dropping dead or anything. That would have totally ruined this hobo-sode. I have been calling from just a random phone number off of this list that I haven't called yet. Some lady named Helen. So she's basically a final boss, and I don't know if she's gotten calls back. I don't know if she's even picking up her phone tonight. Oh my God, her email address is boiledcat@something.com. Not Comcast, but that is her email address, is boiledcat. That is pretty messed up, Helen. I did not notice that when I chose her to be my caller ID. I was just picking a random phone number off of the list, and it's the boiled cat lady.
All circuits are busy now. Aww. Please try your call again later.
Really? I've called several times now, and that's all I get is the all circuits are busy message, which in this area usually seems to indicate a deadline.
All circuits are busy now. Please?
And probably a dead resident. So rest in peace, Helen. I hope you didn't really boil cats. That would have been a fun final boss. But no, we're just going to end the show in disappointment instead. And I would like to blame Jamie F. for that. He's the sponsor of today's show. Thanks for killing boiled cat lady, I guess, Jamie F. You know what? I'm going to send an email to this email address just in case she is still around. And maybe she'll answer me. I'm putting the subject line as Helen, which is her real name. And in the actual email, what can I write? Hey, this is Comcast. I'm up on a pole by your house now. All right. I have quilts with cats on them. I don't know. Old ladies like quilts, right? I'm just assuming she's an old lady because most of the people I've talked to today are old ladies. And there are no Helens anymore. 6 out of 10 Helens agree with that. Nobody's named Helen. I have quilts with cats on them. What's your address? No, I'm not going to ask for information. What can I say? I have quilts with cats on them. I'm a friend of Steve Dave's. There we go. That's my email to Helen. It'll probably get bounced back immediately. But on the other hand, maybe she'll write back. Because if she does, I just want to say, hey, what's up with your email address? Is that really the best way to cook a cat? Is to boil it? Because I always fry my cats. What the hell, Helen?
Bell control to lineman Bob. Bell control to lineman Bob. Check your tool belt now and put your bell hat on. Bell control to lineman Bob.
found my truck keys, engine on. Get your work orders, and please don't take too long. This is Bell Control to Lineman Bob. You've really screwed up good. The technician wants to know the cable and pair. Now it's time to leave your bell truck if you dare. This is Lineman Bob to Bell Control. I'm climbing up a pole, and there's spray paint on this box that says PLA. And these wires look oddly different today. For here am I standing on a phone pole, far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.
We're sorry, the number you are trying to reach is unchecked or trouble.
We're sorry, due to telephone company facility trouble, your call cannot be completed at this time.
Please try your call again later.
You try your call again later.
Though I've fixed 100,000 lines, I'm getting really bored. And I think my conscience knows which way to go. Who's this guy that's on my phone saying yo, 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 yo? Bell Control to Lineman Bob, our switch is dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Lineman Bob? Can you hear me, Lineman Bob? Can you hear me, Lineman Bob? Can you hear? Am I standing on my phone pole, far above the ground? I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.